With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. International Energy Agency has now agreed to release the largest volume of emergency oil reserves in its history, that in a bid to counter the effects of energy markets and the war in the Middle East. Now, the organization says it will make some 400 million barrels of oil available from its members' emergency reserves. At a pharmaceutical plant Wednesday in Cincinnati, President Trump says the U.S. economy doing quite well, adding that shocks from the military action against Iran are only short-term.
Yeah, we did a little excursion. We had to take this little few weeks of excursion, but it's been incredible. Our military is unbelievable, the job they're doing. I would say, to put it mildly, way ahead of schedule. We've knocked out their Navy, their military in all forms. We've knocked out just about everything there is, including their leadership, twice.
Tornadoes killing two people in northwest Indiana and leveling buildings in Kankakee, Illinois. 10 injuries have been reported. Indiana resident Cassidy Sinwelski says God was watching over her family.
And then we went into the bathroom, got a piece of plywood, and within minutes I closed my eyes, the lights flickered, and there was nothing. But during that time, we just kept praying in the tub. We were holding each other, and I was like, if this is the way we're going to go, I'm either going to be with the Lord tonight, or I'm going to be able to witness to people tomorrow.
Confusing time for many with student loans. Collections restarted, then they were put on hold. At the same time, borrowers had to stay on top of changes to have forgiveness plans, while several changes for student loan borrowers set now to take effect later this summer. Other questions, officials say, remain unresolved. SRN News. Conservative Anglicans step back from the brink. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Global Anglican Futures Conference has decided not to ordain an alternative to the Archbishop of Canterbury, a move which might have prompted an immediate split within the worldwide Anglican Communion. The conservative bishops are unhappy with the Anglican Church's embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. They are also dissatisfied with the recent selection of the first ever female Archbishop of Canterbury. Michael Harrington reporting.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signing a ban on abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, generally about 6 weeks gestation. The signing makes Wyoming the fifth state to ban abortions at that stage of pregnancy, along with Georgia, Iowa, Florida, and South Carolina. Now, there are 13 other states around the nation barring abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with some exceptions. This is SRN News. Well, Britain is getting rid of, shall we say, hereditary aristocrats in the House of Lords. That after a 700-year-old history. For explanation, we have more on the story from international correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Centuries of British political tradition will end within weeks after Parliament voted to remove hereditary aristocrats from the unelected House of Lords. On Tuesday night, members of the upper chamber had dropped objections to legislation passed by the House of Commons, ousting dozens of dukes, earls and viscounts who'd inherited seats in Parliament along with the titles. The case of Peter Mandelson, who resigned from the Lords in February after revelations about his friendship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has drawn renewed attention to the upper chamber and the problems of Lords behaving badly. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More details at srnnews.com.